This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, Trump is set to sweep the election. I mean, he's 20, 30 points ahead in every poll. The Republicans, he's beating Hillary in almost every poll. So the entire power structure is still screaming, saying he can't win, he's evil, he's bad. Obama says he's not allowed to be president because Obama's God, and he tells you who can be. The Pope says he can't be president either, and he isn't a Christian, and he is excommunicated and all the rest of it. It's pretty sick. I want to talk to first-time callers here coming up in the next segment at the toll-free number 877-789-2539. The network tells me every Sunday they get hundreds of calls. This is all produced in-house on Sunday. I still take my calls through Minnesota, because that's where the satellite uplink is, and I've done that for almost two decades. But this Sunday show, it's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we will be going to your phone calls coming up at the start of the next segment. But just looking at headlines I've already mentioned but haven't dug into, U.S. rejects North Korea peace talks offer before latest nuclear test. State Department, start of World War III, North Korea planning wave of terror attacks on South Korea. That's Sunday Express and Reuters. Saudis claim to have nuclear bomb, threaten to use it in Syria or against Iran. Boy, that's nice, and our intel is they've had it for a long time. Chinese media calls for government to fire shots and ram U.S. warships to teach them a lesson, quote, close quote, over disputed South China Sea islands. Mark Zuckerberg is promoting a new world order. We've got the latest on the Apple situation and Trump. I'm going to kind of decode that and show how both sides don't quite get what's going on here. I mean, Apple knows what they're doing, but they're misrepresenting it, and Trump is kind of buying into the disinformation. So I'm going to try to break that down coming up. Sneaky change to the Trans-Pacific Partnership drastically extends criminal penalties across the board. There's an article by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com. Breaking: Infowars may soon be considered material support of terrorism. And man, that's a cool headline from Kurt, and I kind of get it and agree with it, but really it's breaking free speech of conservatism or libertarianism or constitutionalism to be considered material support of terrorism. And that's actually what the feds, that is the foreign globals that hijack the country, literally, are trying to get changed in Congress of the Patriot Act. Very important article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So this is a time where anyone who doesn't want to be assimilated into tyranny needs to get involved and needs to take action, because the globalists are weak right now. They're not all powerful. They can and must be resisted. Giving in to tyrants doesn't make you safe, doesn't make you leave them alone, especially when you enter the end game. Normally letting tyrants historically into control, within 5 to 10 years, you're a total slave, and they're cannibalizing the population's wealth, and literally it leads to cannibalism. America, the United States, was so wealthy. It's taken decades to suck us dry, but now we're entering the final phase. Now, we're going to go to break here and come back with your calls, but I wanted to end this segment with Jeb Bush, 33 seconds, drops out of the presidential race, because this illustrates everything. And Hillary is being propped up, and the Democrats totally steal superdelegates. They are even more fraudulent, in my experience, when it comes to stealing elections than the Republicans. And they will do anything. They will do anything. And they are so freaked out. They are so scared right now. They don't want to be kicked out like the Bushes just were. So they are in a death battle, as I call it. Let's go to this Jeb Bush final statement.
I'm proud of the campaign that we've run to unify our country and to advocate conservative solutions that would give more Americans the opportunity to rise up and reach their God-given potential. But the people of Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina have spoken, and I really respect their decision. So tonight, I am suspending my campaign. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jeb, go to hell with all the people and narcotics your family shipped in.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
About 2 weeks ago, Donald J. Trump came out and said, Bush is no hero. He let 9/11 happen. That was in Condoleezza Rice's own report. That was in the news at the time, it's admitted. And they said, he's crazy. He's insane. He's a conspiracy theorist. He goes on Alex Jones' show. They had hundreds of newspapers point that out. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. This is terrible. He goes on a show that's not dumbed down, that actually knows what he's talking about, and is historically informed, that has all these major world leaders and black op commanders and artists and movie stars and you name it on. Oh, my gosh. And one of the fastest growing news programs in the world, probably the fastest growing. Oh, my gosh. And the new X-Files based on it and all this stuff. By the way, the new episode airs tomorrow night where the character's based on yours truly. So I'm going to be watching that because I don't get into space aliens, chupacabras and stuff like that, but to be influencing a major show like that in the direction of exposing the New World Order is very exciting. The first new episode, you know, was basically InfoWars. Now, the last four were other subjects, but this one tomorrow night is kind of the completion of what happened in episode one. I'll be watching. And I've been invited out to California, go out there, meet with Chris Carter and more. So I look forward to that happening very, very soon. I've got to decide when I can go out there. So I want to go on Joe Rogan's podcast, my good friend, and see him. I haven't seen him in about a year and more. I guess I saw him about 6 months ago. He was in Austin. But the point is that lining that up, we are culturally having the effect. We are affecting in a major way the narrative and the debate. And people like Bush are politically dying. The Bush tombstone has been planted. And when you really know who this family is and read Roger Stone, shadow campaign manager of Donald Trump's new book, The Bush Crime Family, the CIA drug dealing, all of it, the Nazism, all of it comes out. That book's available, by the way, at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund our operation, is selling high-quality products that inform the public. InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our biggest best-selling products that's always sold out, it seems, Liver Shield with the big liver and gallbladder detox with oxy powder, is back at InfoWarsLife.com. I should mention that as well. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. In this segment, the next, and the next, I'm going to take phone calls. The next three segments. Then, I'm in a news blitz in that final segment on a host of issues. But right now, let's go to Mark, who is calling from California, formerly part of the United States. I guess, what is that, FEMA Region 9 out there? So you're basically in the first occupied area of the North American Union, part of that larger plan. The Pope's been here saying get rid of our borders entirely, but he has 200-plus foot walls. And they had all these articles this weekend saying there aren't walls at the Vatican. I'm a liar. I mean, I was just there last year. We've got HD video report tomorrow showing it. They're right, though. There's one opening to 50-foot steel doors that's not technically a wall. It's 50-foot steel doors and machine gun turrets. So, I mean, New York Times, you name it. There are no walls in the Vatican. Jones is a liar. Trump's a liar. And Bill Clinton isn't a big fat liar either. And the ocean isn't wet. And Donald Trump doesn't look like he has a dead possum on top of his head. I mean that sweetly. He makes fun of his own hair in private. Let's go ahead. And, well, I was just going to go to the caller. He's gone. Is Mark still there? He just dropped. I go, we're going to Mark, and then he's just gone. Okay, bye-bye, Mark. Who should we go to next year? Let's go ahead and talk to, there is so much more. Laurel in Louisiana wants to talk about comparing what's happening currently to what happened in the 1960s. You're on the air. Yep, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we may have an issue where audio's not being fed to folks. That's I've learned over the years what stuff sounds like, and that may be happening right now. Can you hear me now, Laurel?
Alex?
Yeah, the phone system's broke. All right, thank you. Well, you know the good news about all this? I don't need to take calls and normally don't. I'm sorry to folks, but we're not going to be taking your calls now. Let's get right into the news, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and plow straight into it. Let's start with Apple and what they're doing with Trump and what's being claimed on that front. Let's go ahead and go straight into all of this right now. Apple plays digital privacy hardball with the FBI, but not with China. That's out of French 24, one of the big French national TV news stations. And it goes over the fact that they give the Chinese government the codes, but not the U.S. government. Well, you see, Apple is the most advanced globalist company there is. That's why it's all Illuminati, you know, the devil, the Apple, all that. They have suicide nets around their Foxconn subcontractor factories. They are one of the most abusive companies out there. They are proprietary. They keep their system closed, which is one reason it's not as open to viruses and other problems, and quite frankly works better, in my opinion, than a lot of PC-based products. Nevertheless, it's very evil. And they got Al Gore on their board, and they're all liberal and trendy and don't think the word mother and father is good to use. But at the same time, they are more than happy to lecture us all day how we should run our lives, but they're more than happy to use the slave labor. So Trump comes out and says, look, we need to get into these terrorist phones. We have warrants. We have whatever. Give us the code to get in. Makes perfect sense at that level. But what the feds want, which is really the globalist banking cartel, a mixed group of special interests, is the keys of the kingdom, the encryption of Apple and its entire system. They've been wanting their encryption for how they transmit data, how they compress material. They want all the different encryption systems, not just the encryption that Apple has to get into the phone. And so Apple is in an Associated Press article saying, we accessed the phone, which is interesting. How'd you do that if you can't even break it? And it had its passcode changed one day after San Bernardino. So there's some hanky-panky here. And to be clear, I shot a video about this last night but didn't add one key point. They can reverse engineer everything from the ISP, the Internet Service Provider, and the cellular provider, and or both. It may be the same one. And they can get who they called, what they did, where they went, their trail. The phone is just an interface where you go into the Internet. The FBI confirmed it screwed up the reset, the San Bernardino shooter's iCloud password. So see, now they're out in Tech Insider admitting. So the CEO of Apple, though he's over a very evil, globalist, anti-family, anti-gun, biggest corporation in the world, has good products compared to many. I mean, I'm not a hypocrite. I admit I use them. I admit it's a tool. It's evil. So are the droids. It's all made by slaves, basically. It's all bad. But Apple's about the worst. I have to say, Google does more moral stuff with a lot of what its activities than Apple does. I mean, it's just a fact. And I'm not taking sides here. I have just analyzed it. I've looked at it. But The Apple CEO is right when he says if we give these codes out, that means all of your iPads, all of your Apple computers, all your Apple phones, Apple devices can be penetrated, just like PCs, and the federal government is millions of people, and they get this data, and it leaks out immediately and gets sold by third parties. He's not saying that. He just says if we give it to the feds, it'll penetrate the whole thing. Well, who are the feds? They're good people. They're bad people. They're contractors. They're criminals. They're mercenaries. They're scam artists. 9 times out of 10, literally, when I find out about 30 million passcodes lost or 26 million Social Security numbers leaked, it's always the government or a big mega bank. You act like you give your data to the government, that's now the safest place. You go, well, we got to have this to stop terrorists. The FBI was ordered 2 years before San Bernardino, that was in mainstream news, to stand down investigating the two shooters. By the Justice Department, they did a, quote, criminal civil rights violation investigation of the federal agencies. There were two of them, the FBI and one other, that were investigating this mosque and these people particularly. So it would have been stopped if they did their job with the Bill of Rights, with due process. We've got smart people. We can do it with profiling. It's not racist to say if you're coming here from Saudi Arabia and you've got Facebook pages saying you want to wage a jihad, that's probable cause right there to start tapping your phones and following you. Hell, deport him. Kick his wife out of here. You don't like America? You want jihad? You're on an airplane back to Riyadh, sister. Don't wear a hood over your head there if you don't like it here. Go get mutilated over there, not here.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The weekday broadcast then. We return Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We're live right now, 5:20 Central. We're aired by many stations across the country. Nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWarsNews.com. And I was up here working for about 5 hours yesterday, and I called some of the crew. They wanted to come in because they care about their families. We shot a special report about Arabs now have nukes. That's the headline. We shot another report on the iPhone encryption. We shot another report on that'll air tomorrow on the fact that the Vatican does have the biggest walls in the world, and the media is lying about that to counter Donald Trump and more. But right now, let's go to your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. We're going to go to Owl Killer, Jeff, Jason, and others. I knew as soon as the callers couldn't hear me, every once in a while our phone system's digital and can take up to like 20 calls at a time. But sometimes if it hadn't been reset, we do the Sunday show out of one of the older studios, so we don't double check some things sometimes. Or it looks like it's working, but it's got to be rebooted. Digital's great, but it's got its problems. So it's back up. If you were calling in earlier and got kicked off, call back in, we'll go right to you. And a whole, three segments is left here, so we're going to talk to everybody. Owl Killer is in New York, active duty military police, he says, and he wants to talk about Donald Trump and the establishment rebellion. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex, thanks for having me on. Oh, man, I was overseas for about 6 years. I was in Italy when the whole thing with Libya kicked off, and I just spent 2 years in the Middle East, and to see how the military has actually acknowledged what's really going on in this world right now, and I can tell you 100%, Donald Trump is the military's number one choice. And just to see how the rest of the radio talk show hosts, now everybody's uncloaked, and you see how Michael Savage was never on this topic, and now he's on it. Like you, Michael Savage, everybody, the network is coming out. You're seeing how Glenn Beck is now saying he's fasting for Ted Cruz. I used to trust Ted Cruz. I don't trust him even a little bit anymore. And I just got back into the States and where I'm stationed now.
Yeah, folks are really showing who they are in the final minutes of this thing. Trump's for real. He wouldn't bring out the fact that the Bushes were working with the Saudis on 9/11 in order to stand down. That was so daring. They may kill him for it. I mean, I literally, when he started doing that, I'm not just saying this to be dramatic. I actually started getting tears in my eyes because not of joy, of the honor, of the strength, of the will, of the return of courage. It was just so amazing to see. It was like light coming back into the world. And as you said, the military's awake. I talked to the military. I talked to the regular enlisted, special forces, high level, former, current. And they're the ones saying no to backing al-Qaeda. They're the ones saying no to being with Saudi Arabia. They're the ones saying no to the socialist invasion of Muslims. And so it's got to scare the globalists, though, to know the military's so awake. What do you think? Give us the inside baseball.
I just got back into the States now, where I'm stationed right now. I don't want to give my location, but there's pocket constitutions everywhere. And the front, I mean, it just re-energized me so much because it makes you see that these people are not invincible whatsoever. You know, Gerald Celente, I actually went up to the Occupy Peace rally that he had back in September. I met Luke Podolsky over there. I spoke with Gerald face-to-face.
I like what you just said. They're not invincible. Can you feel the awakening? I can feel the power of liberty rising. I can feel that spirit. The morale is exploding, is it not?
Absolutely. And, you know, again, I wasn't sold on Donald Trump in the beginning, but by their deeds, you shall know them. And he's not perfect by a long shot, but he does. You could tell he's a nationalist. He wants you look at everything.
Well, I'll tell you what scares the living daylights out of him. Roger Stone is a hardcore daily listener. 8 administrations, worked in 4 of them, high-level political operative. He knows what's going on. He's written multiple books exposing it. He's a listener. He's got Trump listening. Trump is getting educated very quickly. That's another reason they're so scared. I mean, look at the establishment. They are scared of him. They are shaking in their boots. What do you say to that, Owl Killer?
Again, you're seeing that these people are, and Gerald Swanty has said it on your show numerous times, these are weak little boys. Look how he shut down Jeb Bush every time the guy opened his mouth.
All they needed was a man to stand up against him and slap him upside the head.
Exactly. And I love Ron Paul. It's just, he is, like you said, he's too much of a gentleman, and you really need to get in these people's faces. And you're seeing how they're nobody. No, like, they're born on third base, think they hit a triple, can't fight their way out of a paper bag. They talk tough. You know, they can't run up a flight of stairs, but, you know, they want to send other people's kids to go die. And, you know, you're seeing, but the silent majority is speaking right now, and Donald Trump is the key. I'm so impressed with what he's done, and, you know, the gravitas, you speak about it all the time. Alex, I can't tell you how energetic I am and how happy I am.
Brother, I feel it too. I'm so alive. It's just, it's over the top. But it's also alive because I realize the enemy's going to strike back. They're going to pull a lot of rabbits out of hats. And I got to tell you, I think they're going to try to kill him. In fact, my gut says they're going to kill Donald Trump. But they have and that may be the plan to cause a revolution, because we're winning informationally. They want to start a physical revolution. I want to just say to the feds and everybody else, come on. I mean, look, the globalists are pure evil. Do not go along with whatever plans they've got. Good people in the military and the police and even the federal government, blow the whistle when you see them getting ready to pull a false flag. Let me ask you this. You said the military's awake. What are they saying? What are you concerned, you know, not just as a military person, but as a police officer, what do you think they may try to pull? What's your gut tell you?
Well, you see what's going on with Flint, Michigan right now with the water supply. Say there is an economic collapse, and, you know, like, they're not going to go door to door for the guns, but if you want to eat and you want to drink, you want to have running water, turn your stuff in. That's my main concern.
I agree. Economic collapse, use that as the diversion. That's one of their main go-tos.
And they can do it. You know, they can, you got the quantitative easing, stock market's going up again as soon as the Davos conference.
If everything breaks down, I'm going to want troops on the streets if there's rioters everywhere. And they got Black Lives Matter ready to activate. Have you noticed they're heating that up again?
It's everywhere. I just saw the Marine that got punched in his head. I believe it was in D.C. I mean, it's, again, there is definitely an issue with the police, but by and large, the police are completely, do not want to destroy this country. And again, the same people that overthrew Ukraine are the same people that are trying to overthrow the United States government everywhere. You just follow the rabbit hole.
Exactly. So let me ask you this. What percentage of the military you talk to understands the game plan and understands what this is literally a foreign scientific takeover? If we're smart enough to see it, we can block it in its tracks. But if we don't admit it, we're done.
I would say probably 80 or 90% is awake of what's going on, but now people actually think something can be done. Everybody for a time period was, can't do anything.
Absolutely. God bless you, brother. You know, just get that word out. Write an article for us with a known diploma about it. Send it to us. The military needs to speak out. I'll tell you who bought us time and who's a hero. It was General Dempsey, Chairman Joint Chiefs. They gave the order through the military to not go after folks to tell the truth the last 3 years. And then the non-commissioned officers began to spread the truth. It's a soft coup against the globalists and their coup. And General Dempsey, God bless him, he literally just savaged the enemy. He allowed us to get the word out. Rainforest, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Rainforest did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Rainforest right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to InfoWars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I just spent like 6-7 minutes with the last caller because what he had to say was so informative, but I've got like 15 phone calls to take here. Jeff and Jason and Bill and Kevin and Laurel and Jonathan and Prophet Black and Chris and others. So I'm going to try to shut up, make your point, ask your question, and I'll move to the next person. Appreciate you calling. We got callers from Guatemala, you name it. But first, let's go to Jeff in Tennessee. He's been holding the longest. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Al,
Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want first to thank you for waking me back up in 2006. Love the products, too. But anyway, I just think it's awesome, or quite coincidental, not coincidental, Bible, but that the only city that's been known since biblical times, being Damascus, it's prophesied in Isaiah 17 that it'll be utterly destroyed.
In Isaiah, in Daniel, in Revelations, everywhere, basically World War III starts there, and then that basically brings in the Antichrist. Then we have world government, and then out of that, Armageddon. Yeah, it all revolves around this, and just look at it happening.
And it's always been in that same area. It never changes.
I know, the more you read the Bible, you know, you realize how powerful it is, but the profane cannot understand it. It's very sad.
That's so true.
Well, what do you think about this, the whole situation of what's happening and the craziness of it? Our own military for 3 years has been blocking the White House wanting to openly back Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Well, I think it goes back to what you mentioned a long time ago, where we don't have real leaders anymore. We used to have military that we respected, that were generals, and we'd put into command and control positions in our country, but that's not the case. And so, you know, with that, you get a lot of these people that haven't experienced war or experienced anything in life put up there in control.
Yeah, we shouldn't have lawyers as presidents. We should have business leaders. We should have religious leaders. We should have military leaders. People that have actually experienced real humanity, not a bunch of crazy lawyers selling out to foreign interests. I mean, don't these bankers get it? They're trying to start World War III now with China and Russia for no reason. North Korea is threatening to nuke South Korea. All hell is breaking loose right now. This is the world government. This is their attempt to take over and run everything in a pissing contest. We don't need that.
But we should be upset that Caitlyn Jenner is pulling to the right.
Well, that's right. Caitlyn Jenner doesn't have her own bathroom. That's our big problem. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, look how they take all our basic freedoms, and then they give us all these fake ones. And it's not that I care if a guy wears a dress or whatever. I'm a libertarian. But don't force feed me. Almost every TV channel I turn into, it's like guys kissing each other. At a certain point, it's like, why are you pushing this on me? And it's to end masculinity. That's not even how gay people are. They just force feed this. It's like models. Starting in the 60s and 70s, went from voluptuous Marilyn Monroe and these bombshells to like these skinny, skeletal, zombie-like, anorexic women, because the gay mafia, I'm not against gay people, but it's a mafia running fashion, wanted heroin chic women that look like 14-year-old boys. Well, you notice men never actually bought that idea. Men want women that look like women. It isn't just black guys and Sir Miskalot that want Baby Got Back. It's men. And that's an example of how Wall Street and Madison Avenue and the PR system can force feed us something that we don't even want, of some anorexic, skinny concentration camp woman. When I look at these concentration camp models, I want to get them food and IV. I want to get them some cheese enchiladas or filet mignon immediately and a big glass of red wine. They need to be having some sustenance. Women need to have some curves. But again, they wanted to sell an image that is unnatural, so average woman would feel ugly and bad and feel disempowered, so they'd buy into the system. That's declassified. That's CIA. Women, you're beautiful. Be beautiful. Your femininity is incredible. It isn't even how you, quote, look. It's how you act. You can have a woman that's physically isn't that good looking, but is sexy and into herself, and that is much better than some beauty queen woman that just sits there like a sack of potatoes. And I don't want to go off into some rant about this. It's just, it's time to be pro-human and realize the potential of our species and break the control of these globalists. I got to go to calls on the, or I'll never get to them. I'm ranting. I'm sorry. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot for taking my call. I'm a new prescriber to your news TV thing there.
Well, thank you for joining us, brother.
I'm awake. Yeah, I'm awake, man. I thought this a long time ago about the whole situation, but we never really even had a place you could go for other people to talk to, you know, about the situations or people that agreed with you. It felt like you was alone. But I appreciate your program.
You're
anyway,
not alone, brother. We are the majority. We're just humans that want freedom. We're the real liberals, not them.
But I watch this. I watch another guy. I'm not trying to endorse or anything, but his name's Paul Bagley, the Christian guy. But anyways, he announced that I know him.
He's got a YouTube channel. He's a good guy, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, brother, this show isn't about me or don't plug other talk shows. I'm not an egomaniac. You talk about anything you want, buddy. As long as your phone's good and you're not falling down drunk, you're on the air.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Anyways, he just posted a video, said the Lindberghs are meeting up in Florida to have an emergency meeting up there.
Who's meeting?
I don't know if you know about that.
Who's meeting?
The Lindberghs.
The Lindberghs?
The Lindbergh Group. Yep.
Oh, no, the Lindbergh Group. Okay, yeah. Sir, there's a financial meltdown happening. Most of the world's in a depression. We're in a recession. It is just spectacular how dangerous it is. But absolutely, there's with financial crisis always comes war. World War I, World War II, you name it. Because politicians want to change the subject to an outside power. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Guatemala now, just south of Mexico, down there in Central America, where my cousin Buckley lived till he was 7 years old. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in Guatemala, one of the most beautiful countries in the world, also one of the most dangerous. Jonathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you for having me on, Alex. It's actually quite a very great pleasure to be speaking with you right now.
Well, it's an honor to talk to another fellow human that loves liberty. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. And actually, that's pretty much why I wanted to talk, because of course, with all of this whole illegal immigration situation that's been going on over there at your southern frontier. I don't know if you've heard about this, but...
Do this. Back off your microphone a little bit. You're talking about immigration. My only issue is we can't be wide open and give folks free stuff. It's a political move to bankrupt the country. It's what the big banks want. They make the money up out of nothing. I'm not against the folks wanting to flee hell on earth in some areas. I empathize with them. It's just that they will just turn that, what they have done, into this. And so I want to block what the globalists are doing. What's your bottom line on what's happening?
Oh, well, actually, what I wanted to discuss in this is that actually I've noticed that there's a double moral standard regarding these illegal immigrants, mostly because actually that there was a case a couple of weeks ago that the Guatemalan president was not willing to take in Cuban refugees who are supposed to go on their way to Mexico and later on, of course, to the U.S. And
sure, sure. What country wasn't willing to take the refugees?
Guatemala.
Sure. I mean, well, they're not supposed to. I mean, how are you supposed to? Listen, there's 7.5 billion people. There's about to be 9 billion in 10 years. It's collapsing. The globalist blocked industrial development. There's a huge population. It's coming. And then these insider politics groups say, bring them in and give them free stuff. We'll collapse. So, yes, sir, it's very hypocritical. Only America. The Vatican doesn't take immigrants, but we're supposed to. It's sick. Listen, I'd take 40 million illegals if I could turn them into libertarian patriots, because then I could trump the globalists. But the problem is they're going to go with the socialists because that's who brought them in. So that's why I'm against it. It's a weapon system.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Mainstream media. Big brother. You want
Big
answers?
Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The show, what separates us from the globalist social engineers is that we celebrate humanity. We celebrate the animating contest of freedom. Everything the system is about ending that. And telling you you're bad, telling you you're ugly, unless you buy into their hive collective and do what they say, then you'll be rewarded. No, my friends. We fundamentally know that's a fraud, and that system is coming to an end. We've got six or seven callers here left that I want to get to. Bill, Kevin, Prophet Black, Chris, and Laurel. Let's go to each of them right now. Bill in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Just want to make a quick comment here. The debate last Saturday night where with Trump and Jeb Bush when he was saying he lied about the Iraq war, 9/11, all that stuff, that was as shocking a debate, and I compare it to one other debate. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
Piers Morgan.
Yes. To me, those are very comparable debates.
No, that's it. Like, I'm not playing by your rules. You're a fraud. How dare you say I'm a kook when the commission, Congress admits that Saudi Arabia ran the attacks. I'm not bad for reporting facts. Shut up. I'm done. I don't care if you act like, and they had everybody booing and everybody paid to do it, and it blew up in their face. That's the whole point. Exactly. It's time to just overturn the chessboard and say it's a fraud. We're done playing games. Let me tell you, the elite is shaking in their boots. They are literally urinating in their pants right now. So I ask you, what do you think they're going to pull next to get out of this?
Like you say, it's going to be a false flag. ISIS is going to—it's going to be a false flag somewhere. That's my opinion.
And they'll be heroes because they brought ISIS in to attack us. No one in the media will ask, why'd you bring them in and then let them attack us? It'll be, you're heroes because they blew up a building and you took the conservatives' rights away and arrested them. You banned free speech like Europe because you brought the Muslims in and you're a hero. Notice how they've suspended common sense, where Hollande and Merkel are called heroes because they brought in millions of people that are shooting, murdering, and raping? I mean, how weird is that?
The problem I have is there's still some people that don't believe that Trump should have called Bush a liar the other night. And there's a big group of people out there like that out there. That's what scares me.
Yeah, and they're called dumbasses, excuse my French, and they're called idiots. And they're called camp followers. They think whoever the establishment person is, if they kiss that ring, they're part of the in-group when they're nothing but idiots. They're like folks that believe the Nigerian emails. I just got a Nigerian text message yesterday about Prince Boo Boo wants to give me $1 million if I give him $5,000. And you tell people, you know, hey, don't give Prince Boo Boo money. You'll never get it back. They go, shut up. You're jealous. I finally hit the big time and Prince Boo Boo wants me. If they're like lottery ticket buyers, these Bernie and Hillary and Jeb Bush supporters. They're idiots. And they make me sick. God bless you, brother. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Eric. Alex.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Kevin. I want to tell you, I'm 1776 all the way, and my question is about China and Russia. Now, we understand that there may be a world war started in the Middle East, but are they in on it, or is it us pushing our agenda?
No, Russia is an oligarchy. It's run by corrupt combines. The public for 1,000 years was under basically royal families. It was invaded by the Muslims, the Huns, everybody else. Russia's very rough, very tough, very primitive because it's been attacked so much. And our government put the communists in there to wreck that country and enslave those people and kill 30-40% of their population and attempt to take them down. The British Empire did, but the U.S. government was involved as well. It's a great crime. And now the Russians have thrown the globalists out. They've kicked the oligarchs out. They've arrested the Rothschild front people. That's come out in court. And so now Russia is under full attack and is trying to implement anti-globalist operations. They are actually getting rid of socialism, collectivism. They hate communism. It's a right-wing propaganda lie in America that Russia is secretly still communist. It's not true. Russia is on its knees, bleeding to death, trying to stand up and bound the wounds. Russia's dying just like we are. And Russia, unlike any other European country or Japan, is trying to survive. And so Russia's putting up a fight in the face of just absolute pure evil.
So if Trump wins, it's a good thing because he wants to work with Putin.
Yeah, and that's because Trump is not fundamentally evil. Trump goes with common sense that we're not going to back ISIS to kill a bunch of Christians in Syria. We're not going to have a war with Russia for no reason. Trump wants to build things. He's not perfect, but he wants jobs and prosperity and helicopters and money and spaceships and humans. Humans are first. The globalists hate humans. They want world government. They think they're God. They're psychopaths. They want to deform us and jack with the food and mutate everything. Russia's banned GMO. You tune into Russian TV now, it's like I'm hosting it. And it's not that I'm something special. I'm just human resistance. I'm someone smart enough to study it and decide to resist it. I love people. I love my kids. I love people in Japan and people in Mexico and people in Russia. I love people all over the world. I hate tyrants. I hate psychopaths. And the only reason I get tears in my eyes when I think about this is because I have so much energy to assault the enemy. I want to tear them limb from limb. I want to meet them. I'm sick of them. I'm ready to fight them. I'm ready to stand against them. I believe in humanity. I'm not a parasite that gets off on dumbing people down. I'm not a parasite that wants to hurt people. I want to crush the enemy, and I will crush the enemy, and you have to crush the enemy, and we will crush them. And then we'll stop fighting over resources like we always had to do before, because humanity is transcending that. We have the resources and the ideas to do anything once we decide to do it. There is no limit to what we're about to inherit, but we have to take God's promise and take that in our hands. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And the reason I'm like this now is because everything is aligning. Evil is coming out of the pit of hell. Good is rising up against it. We are in the most epic time in human history right now. Things are going to get insane. And I know full well Obama went for 2 minutes to Scalia's funeral to pray like a buzzard over it. And we have to call the enemies out. We have to not be afraid of them. We don't have to be afraid of what they'll do to our bodies. I am not afraid of these people at all. Even though they've done things to me that make it to the point where I'm the only person that can take care of my children. They have persecuted me. They have attacked me. They have done things you couldn't even believe if I told you. And it doesn't matter, because it's in God's hands. It's in God's hands. And I put myself in God's hands right now. Because it's God that's going to deliver us from this. And I just want people to break free of this satanic evil and to stand up against it. I'm out of time. I don't know if I have time to go to the Black Prophet or Prophet Black and Chris and everybody else, and I just think it's best now that I stop this transmission, because, and if you get their numbers, we can call them back tomorrow. They can come on the show. I don't normally get numbers, but, you know, we have our own phone system here. It's a different phone system during the weekday shows. Genesis runs it, but I get tears in my eyes because it's so humbling to be in the presence of God. And when you face evil, when you admit that evil is real, when you set your will and your soul against it, it's like opening a doorway, and that's when God comes in. And when I'm inspired, when I understand the enemy, when I have these epiphanies, I know it's revelation. And it's humbling to be in the presence of God. I don't cry because I'm sad. I don't cry because I'm even fearful. I cry for tears of joy. For what our future progeny will experience in this animating contest of liberty. And I'm a God-fearing person. I know God's real. And I don't fear he who can kill my body, but he who can kill my soul. And I only hope that I can be worthy enough to be strong and pure in the face of the enemy. And I've experienced providence. I've seen what God's done to my enemies. And I've seen God open the way over and over again for my work and do things. It's just incredible. And I feel sorry for my enemies, because anyone that ever actually tries to hurt me or attack me instantly has horrible things happen to them. That's why I also know God's real. You're only alive once, but you're spiritless forever. This is the test. This body is only a suit. Choose which side you're on. Third World War is upon us. World government. It's going to get bad before it gets better. As we go through this storm, I see a parting in the clouds. The sun and the island past that point.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.